You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, you can shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. These are the off-season hours. Or shop online anytime on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic and Nathan here. We're trying to get you up to speed with our thoughts on the positions of this football team as they existed in 2013 and then what they're going to look like going forward. Today, we've been doing this all week. Today, we're going to take a look at the tight end spot. And very similar to the receiver position, really one guy to focus on. We know who that is, Jordan Cameron. He is a Pro Bowl selection. He had that kind of year statistically. And I think it's fair to say from a letter grade standpoint, I think he's a solid A in my mind for what he did when you talk about the jump that he made from year two to year three in his professional career. And he's still a very young guy as a third-year tight end, as a guy who came into football late in his life and is still learning the game. But I thought he made enormous strides in that education, and it showed in his play. He's a guy who athletically has everything you could ask for at the position, who can win the majority of one-on-one battles, trying to single him up, and you'll always get a mismatch with him if you're trying to get him covered by a safety or a linebacker in many cases. And he can make those unbelievable basketball-type moves because of that background when he's posted up in the end zone or near the end zone. And he can run those lengthy patterns that we saw time and again where he finds green space and he's there and can take it for long gains. I think he's worked to get back to the football better than he had earlier to try to get in sync and rhythm with his quarterback. And again, like the other pass catchers on the Browns, that was a challenge because you were almost always working with somebody different. So I think he did an amazing job, and pretty much everybody else at the position on the team was everybody else. It wouldn't shock me in the least. I know we can go down them individually, but as a overall overriding thought, Nathan, I'm not seeing necessarily the need to even keep other tight ends. I think you could probably do a lot better at the position from top to bottom. And I don't want to insult Gary Barnage. I thought he gave some solid contribution, but I think the Browns, where they want to go offensively, you got to get better than anything else that you had after Jordan Cameron.
Yeah, well, I'll look at it like this. So Jordan Cameron, I'm going to give him an A minus. I'm going to give him an A minus. 80 catches, 917 yards, 7 touchdowns, went to the Pro Bowl. Yes, all true. Big fan of his. I liked him at the beginning of the season. I'd like to see a little more consistency from him. I thought he started off red hot, kind of had a big lull in the middle of the season, finished off pretty strong. But of his 7 touchdowns, 6 of them came in the first 7 games. Only 1 came from week 8 on. So I'd like to see a little more consistency there. Also, when you look at his yardage, in the first 8 games, he topped 60 yards receiving 6 times. In the last 8 games, he topped 60 yards receiving 2 times. So you want to see, in my opinion, just a little bit of that pickup in the consistency from Jordan Cameron. I like the fact that he was on the field just about all the time for a guy that we were concerned about his ability to stay healthy. He did miss the 1 game with a concussion, but if you look at tight ends across the National Football League, he played 1,008 snaps, 4th most of any tight end in the league, so he was there to help you when you needed him. Good hands, ran his routes better. I think that he needs to become better at posting up using his body. I thought he was at his best on routes that took him away from the quarterback, either down the seam or to the corner. I think that he was very good in the red zone, as the numbers bear out. So I liked very much what I saw from him ultimately. Jordan Cameron, A minus. Could he get better? Yes. Where does he need to improve? His overall tight end game. Now, I will say he is in many ways just kind of a pass-catching tight end, I think that would be fair to say. And in that case, he does well there. But could he improve upon his blocking? Of course he could. I think that that's an area that he could certainly improve upon in his blocking, both as a run blocker and as a pass blocker. I would like to see Jordan Cameron improve there. Thought he did a very good job operating when flexed out wide, out of the slot. I thought overall one of just the better pass-catching tight ends in the National Football League, did a very good job with his opportunities, and someone that I think this team in this modern era can build around to be very, very good. We talked yesterday about yards per pass route run, where he fit in there. He was at 1.46. That puts him in the top 20 in the league. Could he have been a little bit better there? Yes. Among the guys who primarily played the position, 50% of the snaps in that category, he was 10th. So can he improve? Yes. And I think where he improves is by getting those bunnies, the ones that are the layups for a guy like Tony Gonzalez, where he goes 7 yards down the field, uses his big body, posts up, boxes out, and gets the job done. A-minus, a guy with a very bright future in a creative, pass-oriented offense, will continue to thrive. We knew the North Turner offense was perfect for him. I think that he will continue to be very good, even as the offenses change here in Cleveland going forward. Gary Barnage, brought with Rob Chudzinski in many ways from Carolina to be kind of the number two tight end. Thought he did a good job when given opportunities to catch the football. Only 17 targets, caught 13 for 127 yards, 2 touchdowns, but really was brought here to block. I thought he was a very good pass blocker. I thought he struggled a little bit in run blocking this year. And if you go by Pro Football Focus grades, was one of the worst graded run blocking tight ends, one of the best pass blocking graded tight ends. So I think he could be a role player here in a two tight end set, absolutely. Somebody that you could keep, or somebody that you could upgrade into more of an athletic tight end as the number two, or a guy who's either just a better pure blocker, a better pure pass catcher. But I think Barnage certainly could be a valuable piece in a two tight end set here. And then there was Marquise Gray, the third tight end for the Cleveland Browns, kind of a hybrid guy, as it were, more of a former college quarterback who came in and did some nice things out of the Wildcat, ran the football a little bit, and that's really where he seemed to have his value. Not much of a pass catcher. The one game he got to start, really wasn't able to haul in anything. Was open one time, was missed in that game by Jason Campbell, but really Marquise Gray, where he got the job done, was much more running the football as opposed to catching it. A work in progress, a developmental guy, and we'll see if the new regime likes him as a fit, kind of a guy who can do a lot of things and be athletic in the offense. But really, it's a one-man position right now, Jordan Cameron. If the rest of the position is overhauled, wouldn't surprise me. If these guys are back, also wouldn't surprise me. I think Barnage is an okay number two. I'd give him a B-minus, does what he does in his limited skill set. Marquise Gray, kind of an incomplete but an exciting athlete.
Yeah, I think a guy who showed his versatility, and when you think about what we hope this coaching change will bring in the way of innovation, in the way of creative thought with offense, it's guys like Marquise Gray who can excel at that, right? Who can do some things to allow a coach to extend to the far reaches of his imagination, and we want to see that. It's not, and by the way, it's not just about creative plays. It's about plays that work and plays that help you win.
Right.
I'm all about that.
Creativity is nice if it doesn't lead anywhere.
Right. But to get there, you want to utilize every bit of what you have. I just think that the Browns overall at the position can do better than what they've done. And your points about Jordan Cameron, the little downward spiral we saw toward the end that kind of elevated a little bit. I think some wear and tear on the season also got to him physically. And that's a little bit of a concern for me. Can he stay healthy for a full year and play up to the full level, even if he's active and cleared to play physically? Does he have the ability to kind of fight his way through it? I think he's a tougher guy than sometimes people will give him credit for, and I wouldn't question that for a second, but it's just wear and tear. It's just the ability to overcome, right, the harshness that goes with playing any position in the NFL, but especially that one. I don't know that he'll ever be the complete guy you want him to be, and frankly, talking with coaches, talking with personnel evaluators, they don't necessarily see that in him, but he can always enhance his game in one form or another. I think he became a more mature player as well. I think he became a guy who was better understanding of what was expected of him. And in prior years, especially 2012, where he was in the shadow of a Ben Watson, a veteran, an accomplished guy who had the Super Bowl championship pedigree from the New England Patriots and who pretty much ran the room of tight ends, he was thrown into that position of being the, quote, number one guy. His personality isn't that much of a stronger leader type of player by any means, but I think he was growing more comfortable in his own skin as a professional NFL player. And that was an important step that he took. And again, I want to see this offense utilize that to the max. The tight end is such an important position in this league. You tend to get your most favorable matchups on a consistent basis at that position. And you've got to maximize and utilize that. All right, well, we'll get into the next place would be the offensive line spot. We want to get that broken down for you. And also hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. He's Nathan. I'm Vic. Megan Rock is here. Dave DiNatale is producing. Got a lot of good stuff for you going on this Football Wednesday edition of CBD.